Good morning. We're up to Simon Hay in the Kids Shulchan Aruch, and the first four have led us through the dimensions of waking up, washing hands, getting dressed, and having physical relief. And what we have straddled all the way along is trying to deal with our physical nature, despite our spiritual divine mission. That we have, when we wake up, we confront the fact that we needed sleep. We wash our hands, we confront the fact that we've had build-up in our eyes, on our hands over the night. When we get dressed again, we're trying to cover our physical bodies and produce a sense of modesty. And we've just had some halachot of going to the bathroom, how to conduct ourselves during that process, how to say the bracha after that process. And now we turn to what it's like to leave the house, to begin the day. That's where we're up to in the theology of Jewish life. Halacha Aleph. K'tiv, it says, V'chisita et seiteacha k'Hashem lokecha mitalech bekarif mechanecha. You shall cover up your waist, because the Lord your God is walking among the camp. And you should not see something shameful or nakedness. Anyone know which context of Tzukim and Dvarim are speaking? Where war. We're talking about a battlefield. In the middle of war, your camp has to be holy and sacred. You have to cover up your waist. Again, in the middle of the camp, you don't have the best facilities, but you have to cover up human waste. You shouldn't see anything shameful. But from here, Chazal learned, whenever God is with us, when we're doing something of a sacred nature, whether it's ritual, liturgical, scholarly, if there's some sacred dimension, our camp has to be holy. We'll get to the ramifications and details of that in the coming days. But what this seems to claim is that life is a battle. Laws that you might think are determined specifically for the battlefield for war is actually pertaining to life itself. We are constantly engaged in a battle to overcome our material condition. And if it's a battle, it means that there's an enemy. It means there's something that we have to triumph over. It means there's a mission. It means there's high stakes. It means that we could lose. So we leave the house not engaged for violence, but ready to fight for what is right.